With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spier. The Montana Association of Counties is pleading with Governor Greg Gianforte to lower a property tax the state collects. MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports counties are preparing revised tax bills following a court defeat last week.
The Montana Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the state has the power to compel counties to collect a property tax that helps fund public schools. Nearly all counties in the state had banded together to collect less than the full tax. They argued they'd reached a cap on how much they could levy after property values soared this year. Montana Association of Counties President Ross Butcher penned a letter to the governor this week acknowledging the court's ruling, but he also asked the state to voluntarily collect less in property tax this year. Butcher said the state still has a budget surplus it could be using to offset the tax.
The people say to me, you know, why is the state wanting more money? They've got plenty. And, you know, those are the people who are going to vote.
Governor Gianforte's press secretary, Caitlin Price, said in an email the governor believes schools would be defunded if the state reduced the tax. Price pinned blame on local governments for the bulk of property tax increases. Butcher said he talked with Gianforte prior to sending the letter, and he believes the governor is listening. But he added counties are preparing to send revised tax bills that will make up the difference ordered by the state. Those notices could start hitting mailboxes soon. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.